The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey, talk about sunshine. Janis Dean has a book called Make Your Own Sunshine. So I have my 12-string guitar with me, Janis, and wanted to dedicate a beautiful little uplifting song to you this morning for kind enough to join us on the radio. How are you, my dear?
Oh, my gosh. In my 25 years of broadcasting, I am speechless. That was incredible. I want to put that on tape. I need to send that to my mother. Holy moly. I am honored.
You are so positive. I said, I got my 12 string, my ovation, and I said, let me sing to Janis Dean, man. I said, I got to. Because you know what? You're always so positive. You always see the good side. And God bless you for that, Janis. After all that you've gone through, so thank you. Here's my little tribute to you. And one of these days, we'll bring the whole band in. Not quite in the budget. The whole band isn't in the budget, but we'll try to get it next time, okay?
Well, listen, I think just that alone needs to be my introduction on Fox and Friends every single morning.
You got it. The deal. Janis, the storm coming in. This is going to be a big one, huh? It's coming in already?
Yes. I will tell you, you know, up until yesterday, there was a lot of, I'm not sure what's going to happen because we have two really reliable forecast models. We have the European model and we have the American forecast model. And both of them were like no agreement whatsoever. One of them, the Euro, was saying blockbuster storm for all of the big cities from Philadelphia to Boston and northward. And then the American model was kind of like, I don't think this is happening. Well, now they've come together and the American model has kind of come on board to the European model. We think this is a big blockbuster event for the coastal areas. I would say from Delaware, Maryland, up towards New Jersey, where we have blizzard warnings in effect for central Jersey, then Long Island, I think they're probably going to put some blizzard advisories up, and then into wards Boston. That's where I think the jackpot of over 2 feet of snow is going to be. It really depends on where the heaviest snow bands are going to fall, Joe, because when that happens, we've got those heavy snow bands 2 to 4 inches an hour in some cases. That's when we get the really blockbuster snow totals. But yeah, this is going to be an event that starts overnight tonight and all day tomorrow for a lot of these big cities.
Well, and hopefully they're all prepared. New York's been doing pretty darn good, so hopefully New York will be all right. I worry about power failures, and it looks like the temperatures will be dropped, which means ice, Janis. Is that right?
Well, listen, I think this is going to be mainly a snow event, but what that does is it keeps the snowpack in place for, you know, the next couple of days. Looking ahead to next week, temperatures are going to start to go up a little bit, so we'll see a little bit of melting. But this snow is going to stick around, my friend.
Oh, man. And New York is going to get hit probably more so. And this is different for this storm, Janis Dean. New York City will get hit worse than like out in western New Jersey. He said selfishly because that's where his house is. So, I mean, it's more it's more in New York. Yes.
This is going to be a coastal event. Interior section of the Northeast, where you typically see some of these big nor'easters hit hard.
Yeah,
that's not going to be the case. This is a really close call with all of the big coastal cities up and down the I-95 corridor.
Wow. Janice, we appreciate your time. I know how slammed you are in the mornings. We appreciate when you jump on the air with us. Before we let you go, you know, about the – I was thinking about you because I was visiting some family friends in the hospital, and you couldn't get there, and it was all about the Omicron and all about you can't go here, you can't go there. And I was thought about you the whole time and what you had to go through when you can't get to your loved ones. Any headway on that? Are you making any headway on that with Governor Hochul, perhaps, on the nursing home deaths that you so sadly had to experience?
I have to tell you, I am a little disappointed. You know, since our meeting in October, we haven't heard much. Investigations that hopefully will prevail. But you know what? Your prayers and your love, you know, mean so much to me. So I thank you and your listeners. And you, my friend, are my sunshine.
Hey, Janice, thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And thanks for taking the time with us always, Janice Dean. God bless you.
I love you. I love you,
back.
My friend.
Love you back, Janice. Thank you so much. Janice Dean, by the way, the book is indeed Make Your Own Sunshine. You can Google that just for a nice read, you know? Make Your Own Sunshine, inspiring stories of people who find light in dark times. And that's what we try to do. It ain't easy. We will get fired up. We will get upset. But you got to look at the good side. Because I have to tell you, it was like last week. And I know I told you about Olivia, and she was like dehydrated. And I was with my buddy Captain Frank. We're having a great time, and because I don't go out, so I went out. I never go out. I just don't go out. I'm not that I'm antisocial. I'm just like exhausted. But hey, let's go out. I go, but we're every day. You know, we're out. We're doing radio shows. We're always out. So I went out and I had a great time with Captain Frank. We were with a Superfoot Bill Wallace. This guy's a legend. He was Elvis Presley's personal karate guy. And he's in his early 70s, looks great, still kicks like the wind. You can't believe this guy. And I go, well, that was nice. And we had a great time to Captain Frank and Rainey, his girl. So now I'm coming back from the farmhouse, Captain Frank's farmhouse, and I'm driving. And that's when I got, I called the kids. I always check the kids, you know, because I'm compulsive and an annoying father as I could be, you know. Hey, you doing okay? How's everything all right? So I called Michael. I said, Mikey, how you doing? Just checking in with you. Doing good? Well, yeah. And he goes, I'm at a skating rink, my Mikey says to me. And Olivia's got a little, she's hyperventilating, and she's got a little bit of a, you know, she almost felt like she was going to faint. And I go, and he's with her. I'm so proud of him, by the way, being a great big brother like that. And I go, where are you? That's all I said. Just send me the address, ping me the address, and I'm coming right over to you. And then Kimberly went over too. So we went over, and it was nothing. Thank God it was nothing. But you worry, right? So now, because Kimberly and I are really, really annoyingly worrisome parents, you know, I went right to the skating rink. We said, Olivia, come on. Olivia, she was fine. It was just like dehydration is what it was, okay? But you worry. So where do I go? To the hospital, nearest hospital, Morristown. Thank you. So we went in, we called in, and we went over there. And I told you, when we went in there, I said, Kimberly, you got to take, I'm right behind you. So made sure Mikey was okay, got him home, you know. And then Olivia's with the mom at the hospital. Now, I told you this earlier in the week. I try to go in there, and you can't go in. You can't go in. Omicron, the virus, the virus. And I always want to say, you know, you're a hospital. Don't you have anything to stop this? This is my attitude. And by the way, they were great at Morristown. They were great. And they had to do what they had to do because it's dictated from the state, which is dictated from the federal government, and no one knows what's going on. So I can't see my kid in the emergency room. And I don't know. She's fine, thank God. But at the time, you're wondering, is everything okay? I couldn't even get to the emergency room to see my kid. And I thought of Janice Dean. I thought of Janice with her in-laws. They couldn't even get in touch with them. They couldn't get in touch with them. Imagine that. Imagine what she had to go through. Well, what's going on? Are they okay? And then what happens with Janet? They said, well, they passed away. Oh, my God. It's so unnecessary. It's so mismanaged. And she's right. And Kathy Hochul should be on top of this. They bought in Jersey with the nursing home deaths. They bought off the families to the tune of $53 million. But it's got to be, there's got to be something. And the hospitals are handcuffed by the insurance companies. So they're not allowed to do anything. The insurance company says, you can't let anybody in because if they got the virus, then they're going to sue us. That's all anybody cares about. And I couldn't go see my doctor. So I just said, hey, let me see the person in charge. And the nurse and the charge nurse came down. She was great. She was great and very nice. And security guys were great, you know. And I said, forgive me. I don't mean to be upset, but that's my daughter. I want to see what's going on. And then so Kimberly had to come out and she had to come out. And then they had to see her. But they had to put her in a specific area that was like COVID friendly. I mean, I'm done with this. I am done with this. And so you have to come here. I have to see you. I have to. OK. Now you can go in. And by the way, shout out to the emergency room and to Shannon, the nurse there, took care of my daughter in such a beautiful, professional way. All women, by the way. Women checking us in. Women doctors came down, you know, first responders, nurses there. And I said, Olivia, see, women power? She goes, I love it. I said, yeah, you know, father of three daughters. I made sure my daughter knew that, right? But thank God everything's okay. But the point is, imagine if you had somebody in there and it was serious and you couldn't get in. And then you can't, you're not allowed even to see your kid. This is nuts. It's nuts. It's unnecessary. And I don't want to hear it. Masking this, masking that. I'm done with it all. They didn't know what was going on. You know what gets me upset? It gets me upset. And that's why I give a shout out to Joe Rogan, the podcaster, for having the guts to talk about it. Because we talked about it from day one. And I appreciate Salem. And I appreciate my bosses, Phil Boyce, Mr. Crowley, and, you know, all the folks at Salem. They allow us to say what we're thinking. It's not like social media shutting us down, blocking us. You know, and telling, oh, you these are false accusations. These are false facts. They're not. We knew they had therapy for this from day one. I told you this from day one. I told you this. We were the first on this program to tell you what you could do with this COVID-19, with this Wuhan Institute of Virology virus that had spewed around the world. They didn't want to know. And the press was complicit in the deaths. Of all those COVID deaths, I blame the press. And to this day, I'm watching last night, the COVID explosion. There's more COVID than anything else. Hey, you know, can you calm down and come up with a solution and an answer? They love it because it's ratings. They want to scare us. That's why they call us racist. It's their one thing, to divide us, because that means more ratings for them. They could care less about you and me. The people in Washington could care less. And the people that do care enough in Washington, we put them on the show. And there's a handful, and just a handful, that care about it and are true public servants as we would have them. You know, I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican. There's just a few that are not bought and sold by the insurance companies and by the pharmaceuticals. Don't get me started. So we applaud Janice Dean from the courage for, you know, she's a meteorologist. Fox News Channel senior meteorologist has the guts to step up, speak the truth, and go up against. And she didn't want to do that. She wants to just have fun, be the ray of sunshine that she is. But thank God she's speaking the truth. And I thought about it when I was at that hospital. God Almighty, it's unbelievable what we're going through. And we will keep the fight. But the whole, you know, it's interesting too, as you see, as we after all this time, everything we talked about. It was right. And everything that social media tried to shut down was wrong. They were wrong to shut us down. And then, you know, it gets me thinking, can we talk quietly here? 9:17 in the morning. I know we got a break. What about what about the election in 2020? Excuse me. Shh, don't say it too loud. You can't. You can't. Don't say Hunter. Don't say Ukraine. Don't say China. Oh, can't say those things.
Ice cream.
Listen, but what about if we said all those things about the virus and we were right about every single thing, you about therapies, what you could do, don't blame the COVID deaths. They're not COVID deaths. They're blaming COVID. What happened? And then all that, and then explodes is like 900,000. It's not that. It's not. Can't we find out? Because if a hospital says COVID, they get more money. Well, you know it. I know it. Now we could talk about it. We talked about it from day one. So now when you question, hey, wait a minute. That suitcase full of votes that they pulled out on the video that we saw in Georgia, just saying, it looks a little curious. Anything wrong with that? No, my God, you can't. And they will flag you. They will shut you down. I can't get a blue check on Twitter. You can't. Oh, please. They will shut you down for their own narrative, right? Something's up. Something's up. And you and I, we are not dumb. I'm not going to say nothing. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. But we got to be very, very smart. Because as a country, they try to take the country away. They ain't going to. They ain't going to. You like that English? I got that. They know. I'm talking to yous. I'm talking to yous. They ain't going to take us down. We ain't going nowhere. 19 after 9 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Fired up this morning. Hey, Avi Dershowitz is going to join us. He is, I call him Avi. He allows me to call him Avi. He's the professor from Harvard Law. And he's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and Breyer's retirement. Who will replace Justice Breyer? Joe Piscopo on the radio. Fired up this morning. It's a Friday. I love you. And thank you for letting us be so honest, you know? Because it's all, you know what the end result is here? And the answer to all this, we'll get there. We will make it because you are aware of how we are being lied to in so many ways across the media, and we will deal. We respect you too much to lie to you. We will tell you and deal with you from the heart and honestly. Joe on the radio, 20 after 9. Susie's on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Snowing and down to 29 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, there's a crash on the Belt Parkway, eastbound at Rockaway Parkway, one on the northbound BQE at Atlantic Avenue, alternate side in effect. Inbound George Lincoln or Holland, really not too bad, 5 to 10 minutes apiece. Accident in Union, New Jersey, 22 westbound approaching the Garden State Parkway. Taking a look at the super important forecast. We're seeing some flurries now, but that's not the main event. On and off snow, light today with a high of 33. The heavy snow moves in tonight. Down to 19 in the city. Winds of up to 40 miles an hour tonight. Saturday, snow all day. Windy as well. Saturday's high 21. 13 Saturday night. The snow's not going anywhere anytime soon. Sunday's high, a sunny 25 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you going to Italy with us? Thank you, Susie. You going to Italy? People are signing up like you can't believe already. Listen where we're going, please. It's the 77th year in business for Perillo, and they're going to Hawaii and Spain as well. But we, Steve Perillo, and we've been working on this all year, by the way, with Frankie V, our sales chief, you know. We said, hey, let's go back to Italy. And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. Now we're going back. It's official. We're going back to Italy. We want you to go with us. You got to join us. We have such a great time. Steve Perillo and I, we put together this very best of Italy trip, you know, and with you, part of this radio family, you know you got to be there. Don't you want to see Rome? Glorious Roma. How about Florence, huh? How about Sorrento? Vire mare quanto bello. Venice, yes, I'll be performing over there. And Steve, too. I'm putting Steve at the piano. We're like the Martin and Lewis of New Jersey, Perillo and Piscopo. Yes, we are. How about Pompeii, Capri? We're going. And also, I asked specifically because Diana, our buddy, who went with us last time, she did a side trip to Pietrelcina, and that is the hometown of Padre Pio. And I so admire Padre Pio. He's a Saint Pio, but we will go to Pietrelcina and as a side trip. And I may take a scoot to Avellino. You know what? When we're down in the Sorrento area. You know what? Come with us. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be family. It's going to be fun. We're there. We're doing a performance there. Can I give you the number? And you talk to Janice about it. 800-431-1515, please. 800-431-1515. You tell Janice. You tell Deanna. You tell everybody at Perillo. I want to fly away, baby, with Joey to Italy. 800-431-1515. Also, I just want to mention, Perillo does go to Hawaii and to Spain, but we are going to Italy. Call for the 2022 Italy brochure or visit, please, perillotours.com.
It's said that if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes and it'll change. Well, the weather isn't the only thing changing. According to our latest research, local business owners today are saying it's getting harder to sustain their business than it was just a few months ago. They also told us that targeting the right audience with their advertising messages is more important than ever. At Salem Surround, our team of local in-market experts take that seriously. We utilize the latest research and marketing technology to deliver media plans that will exceed your expectations. Let Salem Surround show you how we can solve for your marketing challenges by bringing nationwide resources while delivering Main Street solutions. Salem Surround is here to help you through the constant changes. We promise we'll help your business stay ahead of the changing weather.
Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Did you order Relief Factor yet? Relieffactor.com. You got to go to relieffactor.com. If I could walk down the driveway, if I could walk around without the pain, oh, the pain. Remember Dr. Smith on Lost in Space? Oh, Will Robinson, the pain. Well, really, I don't think Dr. Smith had Relief Factor. You got to get Relief Factor because it's only $19.95. And then you will see if you get out of pain. I'm not saying do this, do that. You got to do this. I'm asking you to try Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. Because I love you. 800-4-RELIEF. You got to go like that. 800-4-RELIEF. Simple as that. ReliefFactor.com. And you get the 3-week quick start. For me, it worked in 5 days. For Reggie, it worked in 4 days. Reggie, and you hear about Deborah Ann, you hear about all these great folks I tell you about. It's 100% drug-free. Hundreds of thousands of people really have tried Relief Factor. 70% go on to order more. And now it's your turn. 3-week quick start, only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Hear more about this great offer. We want you to feel the difference, all right? You go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF, and get that 3-week quick start for less than $20, $19.95. Start here, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor, author of The Case for Vaccine Mandates. He allows me to call him Avi. Avi, if I may, sir, welcome back to the show, Professor. Great to have you with us always.
Well, thanks. You know, on Monday, I'm starting my new podcast, The Dersh Show. It's on Rumble. No censorship. And so you want to continue the conversation, tune in 5:30 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on Rumble, and we can really talk.
I love what Rumble's doing, Professor. That is cool.
The Dersh Show,
honesty and upfront without any censorship, Alan Dershowitz. How about that? Oh, my gosh, this is great. Hey, Avi, did you get the pictures? I saw this great picture of Jackie Robinson in Ebbets Field. It was a color picture. They colorized it. Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. And I know then you sent some pictures back. And I cannot believe that you actually witnessed this. And we'll move on. I know we got a lot to talk about this morning. But you, Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, Jackie Robinson. Oh, what a great history, Avi.
I'll tell you, I went to so many games. You know, I went to high school 4 blocks away from Ebbets Field. And so as soon as we got out of high school, we run over to Ebbets Field. We knew a guy who would let us into the grandstands for free. So I saw more 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. I saw Carl Erskine pitch a no-hitter. Do you know that Carl Erskine is still alive? I spoke to him on the phone not so long ago.
What?
And he's in his 90s. And he wrote a great book on Jackie Robinson and his own son. He has a son who's disabled, and he talked about overcoming handicaps. Carl Erskine was a great, great guy.
Yeah. And the, Professor, if I may, as we remembered Holocaust yesterday, International Holocaust Remembrance Day, was Sandy Koufax, I mean, one of the great Dodgers of all time, and you as a Jewish American, I mean, that just struck such a chord in your heart, how great that
was. Well, you know, he lived down the block from us. His father, Irving, was the local lawyer.
Oh,
he had a little shingle in front of the house, Irving Koufax, tax, insurance, et cetera. And, you know, we all knew Sandy as a great basketball player. He played in the Y. He was able to dunk righty and lefty. Yeah. We had no idea he could throw a baseball because we didn't play baseball. We played stickball in our day. But he goes to the University of Cincinnati on a basketball scholarship and becomes, you know, the greatest 4 or 5 year pitcher in the history of baseball. Yeah, we took a lot of pride in that.
I love it. Alan Dershowitz. So Justice Breyer being replaced. Do we know who and your overall thoughts on Justice Breyer's departure, sir?
Well, first of all, I've known Steve for almost 60 years. We clerked for the same justice. We're on the same faculty.
Wow.
When he got nominated to the Supreme Court, he came to our house in Cambridge to celebrate with champagne. I had pushed very hard for Bill Clinton to appoint him. And an interesting story, Clinton said, you know, I don't know about this guy. He has a slight British accent. Yeah, I said, yeah, his wife's British. That's why. Sense of humor. So a couple of guys got together and we found a speech that he gave. And it was very funny. We sent it to President Clinton, and we don't know whether we had any real influence in him getting on the court. but we certainly tried. So I've been a close friend of Stephen and his family for many years. They lived around the corner from us in Cambridge. He's a great guy. And, you know, he was a terrific justice. We don't know who he'll be replaced by. We know who he won't be replaced by. He won't be replaced by anybody who's white, anybody who's male, anybody who's not a black female. And there's something very wrong with that.
Whoa.
If a president had said, you know, there's never been a Muslim on the Supreme Court, I'm going to appoint the first Muslim justice, that would be unconstitutional because the Constitution, Article 6, specifically says no religious test shall ever be required. If no religious test is required, should we allow racial tests, gender tests? After all, the 14th Amendment provides equal protection. Why should a qualified white man not be eligible for appointment? You know, according to President Biden, if Oliver Wendell Holmes came back, he couldn't get appointed. If John Marshall came back, he couldn't get appointed. If Louis Brandeis came back, he couldn't get appointed. You have to be a black woman. I just don't think that's the American way of picking people for jobs, especially since the Supreme Court now has in front of it a case in which they're being asked to say that Harvard's method of admission, which allegedly prefers black Americans over Asian Americans, is unconstitutional. So it will be ironic if the Supreme Court strikes down the use of race and then one of its justices is picked based on race. Look, there are a tremendous number of highly qualified black women who could go on the Supreme Court. And if the president appointed any one of them, I would applaud it. It's just the fact that he announces his exclusion. He announces that he will not consider anybody except people who fit into a racial and gender category. That's just not the American way.
I feel so guilty because when I saw Antonin Scalia was appointed, we applauded as Italian Americans. And then we were talking to Judge Napolitano, who loves you as well. Judge Andrew was with us this morning. And we were talking about Sam Alito. And I said, this guy's from West Caldwell, New Jersey. That's like our neck of the woods. We love that. So but as Italian Americans, we applauded it. So when the president said that, he said that, I said, you know, it's time for a female black judge. I'm the only one that's saying I got it. But you're saying overall, objectively, it's the wrong thing to do, sir.
Yeah, look, I was thrilled when the first Italian-American was appointed to the Supreme Court. It was too long in coming. There should have been many, many Italian-Americans appointed. And when I asked Scalia about it, once I remember, he said, no, we haven't had any Italian-Americans on the Supreme Court. All we've had is a Sicilian-American. Now we need some Italian-Americans from Milan, from Rome, from Florence, you know, et cetera. He thought of himself very much as a Sicilian, and he was a great man. You know, I knew Scalia's father. He was a professor at Brooklyn College.
What?
Eugene Scalia. Yeah. So that's how my friendship with Nino Scalia started. Nino was a great man. I have a great Alito story, too. So I went to the Supreme Court and had lunch on the 50th anniversary of being a law clerk, and the justices all showed up. And I sat next to Sam Alito, who had just been appointed. And Alito said, you know, you're the reason I'm a lawyer. I said, well, what do you mean? He said he was a law clerk, and I had a case. And the trial judge had put my client in prison. And it was July 4th, and I came in front of the Court of Appeals, and he was a law clerk there. And I wouldn't give up, he said. I wouldn't give up. And I finally got him out of jail on July 4th. And Alito said that was a big influence in his becoming a criminal lawyer. And he became, of course, a prosecutor. Yeah. And now he's a great justice. I disagree with a lot of his opinions, but he's the nicest man you would ever want to meet.
Yeah.
And just a great person.
Well, Professor, before we let you go, sir, they're talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace. Do you know her, your feelings on this gal who very well might be the one who's nominated by President Biden?
Everybody thinks the world of her. She's called a Breyer Jr. because she was a Breyer law clerk. And I think she'll be very much in the tradition of Steve Breyer. Again, I applaud the appointment of an African-American woman to the court. I just don't think a president should announce in advance that he's restricting qualifications in that way. But from everything I hear about her, she would be a terrific addition to the court, as would many other of the people who are on the list. So I have no complaints about the quality and integrity and qualifications of the people. just about the way in which the president went about making that announcement. You know, I was a friend of Joe Biden, too. I've known him for 40 years. I like him. I voted for him. But I'm going to be critical of him when I think he's made a mistake. And I think here he's made a mistake.
Understood. Professor Dershowitz, thanks, Avi. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking
my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. All the very, very best. Professor Alan Dershowitz right there. By the way, the Dershow tomorrow, 5:30 on Rumble. Check out Rumble and the Dershow with Alan Dershowitz. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming back in a second with Rob Taub. Right now, Al is in the newsroom. He's got the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
29 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Around 34% of New York's municipalities have decided they want nothing to do with selling pot in stores in their towns when the green light is given to do so. Out in the Hamptons, lawmakers in Southampton, West Hampton, and Sag Harbor say they do not want pot shops in their swanky villages. East Hampton and Shelter Island have also said no to marijuana stores and weed bars where people will be able to legally light up. 522 municipalities across the state have told Albany they will not set up pot shops, missing out on what could be big money from weed sales. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says he believes that recreational marijuana is bad for the health of his county, especially young people. New research out of Oregon Health and Science University finds there are two paths towards super immunity against COVID-19. The university has released a study that shows you get the same level of immunity from being infected and then vaccinated as you do from getting vaccinated and then have a breakthrough infection. The antibodies developed are at least 10 times more potent than immunity generated by the vaccination alone. The study was published in the journal Science Immunology. In sports, Rangers beaten by the Blue Jackets by the final of 5-3. The Lightning edged the Devils 3-2. Islanders lost to the Kings by the final of 3-2. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Light snow and 29 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. There's an accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Rockaway Parkway, one on the northbound BQE at Atlantic Avenue. Cross Bronx to the outbound George, already 30 minutes. You've got road work on the George back to New Jersey on both necks. Inbound George, Lincoln or Holland, 10 minutes apiece heading into the city. Crash in Union, 22 westbound at the Garden State Parkway. Accident in Riverdale, 287 southbound at exit 52 for Route 23. Your forecast, some scattered flurries. Now the high today, 33, but the real stuff moves in tonight. Heavy snow, winds of up to 40 miles an hour tonight, down to 19 degrees in the city. And for Saturday, snowy, windy all day long. Saturday's high, 21 degrees, possibly a foot of snow around the city. Saturday night, down to 13 in the city. And for Sunday, sunny and 25. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Worried about what you're breathing in? With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Available at Navage.com.
Hi, folks. This is Jerry Crowley, General Manager at Salem Media Group in New York. I want to tell you about a terrific opportunity we have for two people to join us, one to sell digital advertising and the other to sell radio advertising at the radio station. Please drop me a note at jerry.crowley@salem.cc if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in joining us. jerry.crowley@salem.cc. Thank you very much.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York State Supreme Court Judge Matthew Cooper about inequities in the court system that seem to favor the wealthy over working class and poor people and more. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 7 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio talking about MyPillow. Oh, you can get the deals, especially MyPillow slippers. They are so awesome. My slippers, you can't imagine how great they are. I wear them. I wear them outside. I can wear them around everywhere. They're so sturdy. They're so incredibly comfortable. Will you please? And now 50% off with the promo code Joe P. 50% off. It's incredible discounts. By the way, I got the pillow. Certainly, I got a new pillow. I got a big pillow. I got the king size pillow because its price was like incredible. Another mattress topper I bought, incredible. You know, the Giza sheets, the towels, but the My Pillow slippers right now 50% off with the promo code. The My Pillow slippers, Joe P is the promo code. Mike created these slippers. They're more comfortable than anything before, yet durable enough to wear all day, indoors or outdoors. I will attest to that. Love them. I got them for all my kids. And you know what? You know what's amazing? My kids wear them. They wear them. They love them. So all my pillow products come with that 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. 800-651-0798 for all of these great specials. 800-651-0798. Go to MikePillow.com. Remember the promo code, Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 and a.m. 970. The Answer.
Rob Taub is a man, host of Broadway at the Russian Tea Room. Oh, that's legendary, man. Premiering. You know what? It's on 5 p.m. on Sundays on AM 970, The Answer. So, let's welcome Rob to the show. This is the guy we want to talk Broadway. I want to talk Russian Tea Room and everything great about New York. Rob, welcome to the show, my brother. How are you this morning?
Hey, Joe. Great to be here.
You too, man. Tell us about now the Russian Tea Room. This is like legendary, man. Didn't it close for a while? Now it's up and running and back, yes?
Well, the Russian Tea Room has the history of it. If you remember this crazy guy named Warner Leroy.
Yeah.
Tavern on the Green.
Yeah.
He became infamous because in his divorce, his wife found out that he was paying his mistress $50,000 a year to be a singer at the Tavern on the Green, except then they found out that she didn't sing there and they had no entertainment. And he said in court, well, she's got severe stage fright, but we hope she'll sing one day. So he went and bought the Russian Tea Room, and it went bankrupt. And this is going back a number of years ago, but the current owners bought it, refurbished it, and it's going strong. In fact, Travel and Leisure magazine said it's the top place in New York to have high tea.
I got to go, man. I remember I went there before, Rob. I want to talk about your show, but I talked about
it
earlier.
You're welcome as our guest anytime, Joe. Lunch there.
Now it's free stuff, you mean? I'm there, you know? I love it because, I went there to have lunch with Ron Howard, I remember, back in the day. And who was there? Tony Randall was there. He was always a regular there. That's great history.
He was.
Yeah, I'd love it. So, and now Broadway, by the way, I got to tell you, a couple weeks ago, took my little Charlie, my 11-year-old, to see Hamilton. Oh, my gosh, the talent on that stage is scary, Rob. I swear to goodness gracious. They were so magnificent, not missing a beat. Everybody to a T. And it was open. They were very careful. We showed our vax information. Everybody was masked up. It was great. And it was crowded. People are going to Broadway, Rob Taub.
There are deals now on Broadway. This is so. Unfortunately, a show just closed at Lincoln Center. I'm still talking about it, though, called Flying Over Sunset. But they were selling tickets at the end of the run for $29. And I had one of the cast members on the show, Robert Sella. And they didn't want to insult them, but I'm like, hey, folks, if you don't like the show, stay for the first act and leave. It's $29. It costs you that much to go to the movies now.
That's great.
You're paying $300 to see the Knicks lose. And $9 for a beer, you may as well go see a Broadway show.
Yeah, it's so true. So you know, I did Grease on Broadway, Rob, as I think we chatted about before. But
yes.
But it was great. It was Weisler's. It was fun. It was silly. But it was, I'll tell you what, I didn't realize how talented Broadway was till I was right up there. Eight shows a week. They're going. And then they're doing matinees. And going back to Hamilton, I'm watching like if a character has a song to sing, for example, the background was meticulous. I mean, I'm telling you, the greatest performers, I always say, are right there in the Great White Way, man.
I got a show for you then, Joe, if you haven't seen it. You can take a kid. Yeah. Called Come From Away.
Okay.
In fact, Patrina Bromley, who's one of the stars of the show, it's an ensemble of 13 performers. They're all incredible. They sing and they can dance and they act. And it's about the true story of 9/11, when all the planes had to be landed and diverted, and they landed at once was the world's largest airport in Gander, Newfoundland.
Wow.
And it's no longer in use because Gander used to be the place all the planes refueled coming back and forth from Europe because you couldn't make it on one tank of fuel
right,
back then.
Right.
So they landed 38 planes and 8,000 people there on 9/11, and the town took care of all these people for a week. And so it's a true story, and all these people play characters that really exist, and it's just one of my favorite shows of all time.
What? Tell me the name again. What's
Come
the name again?
Come From Away.
Come From Away. What else would you suggest, my friend? I mean, Mr. Broadway, that's who you are, baby. What do you think?
The Music Man is fantastic.
Cool.
With Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
and then the show Company with Patti LuPone is really a lot of fun.
How great is she? How great is Patti?
Stephen Sondheim in the 70s.
Wow.
And they've redone it. It was about a single guy, and all his friends are getting married, and now they switched it to a single woman.
Oh, this is Patti LuPone. Great. Hugh Jackman is in the music room still?
It hasn't even officially opened. It's in previews now.
And who's he starring with?
Sutton Foster. She's fantastic, too.
Wait, excuse me. With us on Grease. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sutton Foster. She was just she was so young when she was on Grease, but she was this magnificent talent, and she started to break back in the late 90s.
Amazing
dancer,
too. She could do it all.
Yeah, sure. But so Hugh Jackman, my daughter loves Hugh Jackman. I guess I got to go to the Music Man.
You have to go. And then you could go to the Russian Tea Room before or after the show.
I will.
It ends late.
Hey, so tell us about the show, man. We want to talk about the show before we let you go, Rob, right here on AM 970 The Answer. And it's great to have you. Thank you. You're enjoying it, my friend?
Yeah. I mean, look, we have not just theater people, but, Alan Zweibel, who I know from Saturday Night Live.
We got Zweib was on your show. That's all you got to say, man. That one of the greatest, if not the greatest writer on all of Saturday Night Live's history right there. How do you know Zweib?
We know one another from just, working in the business, just like I met you about 40 years ago on a commercial audition.
What was the commercial?
Went to the same Smiler's Deli across from the Improv. I've also had Scott Ellis on the show, who's Broadway's premier director.
Yeah.
Stars
awesome.
From every show, and
awesome.
It's a great show for people who are aspiring to be actors, who love acting.
Yeah,
I had Stuart Zagnon on, who's a big voiceover guy. He and I do a lot of voiceovers, so we did a whole show on, what it's like to be a voice actor and how you get these jobs and the kind of crazy, how do you audition for one of these things and get a job as a cartoon character or something like that. So, it's a pretty eclectic, interesting show in that regard.
Gosh. I remember the days I would get backstage. Remember backstage? Is that still around the publication?
Yes. I think it's available digitally and Show Business magazine, too.
Remember Show Business? I remember that, man. Hey, now tell me about Rob before we let you go. By the way, host of a Broadway. Rob Taub is a host of Broadway at the Russian Tea Room. It is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Billy Crystal's doing Mr. Saturday Night on Broadway.
The rumor is he's going to do our show, too.
Oh, that'll be great. I'm sure you will be.
Yeah.
And that'll be good to watch. And did Zweib wrote that, correct?
No, this is one of their few Broadway pieces that they haven't collaborated on.
Interesting.
That Alan co-wrote 600 Sundays, which was a fantastic show.
It's true. Rob Taub, thank you for jumping on the air with us.
Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
See you at the Russian Tea Room, baby. This is great.
Bye.
Thanks, Rob. Take care. Rob Taub, host of Broadway at the Russian Tea Room. It's 5 o'clock on Sundays on AM 970, The Answer. I tell you, I was in awe, Broadway. I got to tell you this before we break. So it was 1996. I'm in Chicago, and I'm doing a warm-up because I played Vince Fontaine. I was the disc jockey in Grease, right? And it was just fun. It was just a fun thing to do. But I took it seriously because it was Broadway. Yeah, I was Vince Fontaine, the main brain, the giddy with the heater, the boss with the sauce, the man with the plan, spinning stacks of wax at the house of wax, WAXX, baby. Yeah, I did cross between like Jerry Blavitt and Bruce Morrow because of Bruce, So I'm in Chicago, and then this big storm of 1996 was coming in. We saw it was coming in. I did the matinee in Chicago, and I said to the wife, why don't you get me home? Because I don't want to miss our opening, which was like the next day in New York, or the day after that. So they said, okay, well, they sent me home. The cast stayed in Chicago. And sure enough, that big storm in 96, January something, in 90s, early in January
yesterday,
96.
Was that?
Yeah, that was it. So I'm there. Now I go in and I go, well, we got to have rehearsal. I trudge through. I was staying at the Michelangelo Hotel, and I trudge over to the Eugene O'Neill Theater, and we trudge through. The whole cast is there, locked, loaded, ready to go. Rehearsed, and the dedication, it was humbling to see the great talent that I saw on Broadway. And ever since, I said, and live performers everywhere, by the way, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Broadway, whether it's on a stage somewhere. But boy, I'll tell you, the Great White Way, if you get a chance to see a show, it really is a second to none. And a shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda for doing such a great job with the Hamilton. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Susie Cerrone, great job to Susie all week long for Debbie Duhame, who is in Guatemala, but she'll be back. She'll be back on Monday. And then she's in Cancun. You know that, right? Susie's checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Light snow and 29 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. Crash on the northbound HQE and Atlantic Avenue. One lane out. You're backed up from the Belt merge. But an accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound. Rockaway Parkway is gone. Very slow in Queens on the LIE westbound. Christina to Woodhay Boulevard. In Midtown, closures till 1 o'clock this afternoon in and around St. Patrick's due to the services for Officer Jason Rivera. Inbound George, 10 to the upper, 5 to the lower. Delays on the cross Bronx westbound to the outbound George due to road work on the George, both decks. Inbound Lincoln are home, 5 minutes apiece. An accident in Union, New Jersey, 22 westbound at the Garden State Parkway. And in Riverdale, an accident on 287 south at an exit 52 for Route 23 is luckily no problems on the New York State Thruway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Hi, friends. This is Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. The liberal media and big tech are working overtime to promote the left's anti-American agenda and silence me and the reporters on our team at Town Hall. We have to bring the truth to the American people, free from the spin of big media and the censorship of those big tech companies. We're constantly covering the news that matters, exposing the COVID lies, the leftist rot and crime surge in our cities, the illegal alien crisis at our southern border, and all of Joe Biden's unconstitutional overreach, including the critical race theory attacks on our children and grandchildren by school boards and the Department of Justice. I hope you'll support our vital team of conservative journalists today. You can do so by going to townhallaction.com. While cancel culture and big tech comes for us, the direct support of our VIP members helps make us uncancelable. Please join our team by becoming a VIP member at townhallaction.com. That's townhallaction.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Winter storm warnings are in effect from 7 this evening through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Blizzard warnings at the Jersey Shore. Cloudy today, just a bit of snow at times, high 35. Cloudy tonight and increasingly windy with snow becoming steadier and heavier. Travel conditions will rapidly deteriorate, low 20. Tomorrow, very windy and frigid with snow heavy at times, ending in the evening, the high 22. Total snow accumulation in the city, 6 to 12 inches in nearby suburbs to the north and west, 12 to 18 inches east of the city, 3 to 6 inches well north and west of the city. Winds will gust to 45 miles per hour near the city and up to 60 miles per hour on Long Island. Be prepared for blizzard conditions with near zero visibility, power outages, and immobilized travel. There'll also be some coastal flooding. AM 970, The Answer.
Power failure. I hope not. I pray to God that I'm not. It's not you. Joe, can I come stay with you in Brooklyn if there's a power failure? You mind? Huh? Is that good? Al, you got an extra room?
I'm sorry, what?
New Jersey? Huh? I stay if there's a power failure. We're in the boondocks. There's always a power failure.
I got
failure.
Ice cream.
Waffle cones.
You got to give me some waffle cones to shovel out.
Joe Biden. All right, don't. We're holding on. We got a couple more minutes. Mike Gallagher standing by.
All right.
I want to tell everybody about Dottie Herman. Great gal. You know, Saturday mornings at 10, Dottie Herman is vice chair of Douglas Elliman, which is like awesome, you know. She gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. You can stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent, work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's the best. Everyone knows that. She's a great gal. And we invite you to tune in to Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock right here on AM 970 The Answer. Dottie Herman, Eye on Real Estate, Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
So it's so funny. I always think about that. So that big blizzard, the anniversary was like yesterday, Al, you said?
Yes, that
for that
was.
Big, yeah, because I remember it just hit, and I was, and then by the way, just so they kept that show open. The Barry and Fran Weisler producers kept the show open back then, 1996, right. Because every Broadway closed, and they said, maybe we'll keep our show open. They sent flyers out in the day to all around all the hotels, and we were sold out. We were the only show open.
That's awesome.
In the Guinness Book of Records, by the way, the only show open. On that day. But Al told me the funniest thing off mic. I say to you listening now before we get out of here.
Yeah.
That was because you were stuck with a girlfriend and you broke up with her and you couldn't move?
No. I didn't break up with her. My car died and I was stuck in Long Island for 2 days. And it was at that moment that it had crystallized after being in this relationship with her for 6 years that I couldn't marry her.
That's
because
it.
I had been stuck there for 2 days. And I basically half walked to the Long Island Railroad to get on a train to get back to Staten Island. And then about a month later, I met my wife. And a month after that, I broke up with this girl. So
she's
doing very well, though. She's a periodontist, has a great practice out in Long Island.
Hey, you keep in touch with your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, she did my. We're still friends. She did my root canal a number of years ago.
When she did the root canal, she goes, "Is it safe? Is it safe?
No,
I
wish
remember
she
when you left me.
You know,
none
she
of
didn't
that?
Get the joke when I told her that. I'm like, yeah, you know, when you go into, is it safe? I wanted to be Dustin Hoffman there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. That is one of the most gruesome torture scenes in a movie.
Yes, you're right. With Laurence Olivier, correct?
Yeah, that's right. His final role, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Amazing. Hey, Joe on the radio, a couple minutes away. Joe, you going to be all right with you staying home? You going to say...
Well, what do you think I'm doing? You think I have a date? Let's be honest. Come on.
I know.
Of course. I have Angela Lansbury. I got Murder, She Wrote. I'm in good shape.
I'm insinuating maybe you'll be with your parents or grandparents. Maybe
No. I'm sparing them the weekend with me. I'm going to stay home.
We'll see. Listen, if you're listening, please be careful. Please be safe because it is going to come in strong and the winds are going to be heavy and everything. And we worry about low-lying areas and it's going to be tough. So please be careful and just get prepared for a God forbid, a power failure as it just happens too often, really. But more importantly, really, our hearts go out to the Rivera family. The funeral is going on now at St. Pat's. And our hearts go out to all of the NYPD, to the Rivera family. Here is a kid, comes from another country, comes to America, but wants to become a police officer, and then just gets slain, you know. And we'll have, you know, another funeral next week, and it's got to stop. You and I, by the way, have to stand fast in our support of law enforcement and not be afraid. Like my friend from the NYPD said, it was at one time, you know, people wanted to wear the NYPD hat. Then, now you can't wear it. Well, you know, when I go to Yankee Stadium and sometimes the camera hits you on the big screen, I put my hat, says NYPD on it, and I'm proud to wear that hat. And we're proud to tell you about the New York Police Department, and we support law enforcement everywhere at this tenuous time. They'll come around. The country will come around. And we say to everybody in law enforcement right now, hang in there because we ain't going anywhere. We the people will prevail, and we believe in you. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joey Sebelia, great show. Great week of shows. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Working 24/7. I know how hard you're working on
this. Add a 25th hour in the day. Maybe I'll get you there.
I know. Yeah, maybe. Al, have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you for everything. You want some ice cream out? You need some ice cream?
Ice cream!
You and Joe Biden. Thanks, Susie. Debbie will be back on Monday. Kara, thank you. Charlie, thank you. God bless you. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.